The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. Elton John starting things off on this Monday morning, and goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. A little bit
I can't see the Yellow Brick Road. It's got trash all over it.
Well, that did, yeah.
So I guess that's why we said goodbye?
It's cleaning up.
It is.
You know, on 390 this weekend, there were a lot of lane closures.
A lot of one-laners.
A lot of folks out there picking up the big claw.
Yeah.
Picking up the trees.
There were some huge trees had to be moved out there on 390.
Yeah.
I mean, major ones.
Yep. Lots of major
ones. And it looked better this morning when I came in and was not backed up as badly as it normally is.
So progress is happening. So you should be able to see that Yellow Brick Road at some point.
I know. I was super excited because I saw the tree removal truck, but it just picked up the other end of my cul-de-sac.
So, oh, they got my message then.
Well, you know, city commissioners live at the other end of my cul-de-sac.
What do you say? What do you say?
Hey, we don't go there.
That side is beautiful. Like, everything's picked up from that
one. Thank you, Scott. For once, I agree with the buzzer.
Everything's picked up over there. But, you know, to see them on the road, they were on State Avenue. Comcast was out. They replaced all the cable. They replaced all the cable on our street. They cut the line from the cable to my house.
So you got it and then you lost it?
I didn't actually get it, so they cut it, and then it's a brand new fiber line that goes down. They just never reattached it, although that one was new, too, because about 4 days after the storm, there was a contractor out there. He goes, I'm going to put a brand new one on here so that when it gets hooked up, you've automatically got it, and then we walked out there, and it was all laying on the ground on Saturday, and
go.
I was like, really? Okay. Progress.
Interestingly enough, I was out working at the house, I think yesterday, telecommunications crew came by. I don't know which one because the truck wasn't marked. And I realized they're speaking in Arabic to each other. So I think we really have a disparate group of people working for us out there. Because I went, I don't understand. And then I actually, when they got close, I actually listened to them and I went, they're speaking Arabic. And I went, isn't that cool? We have a three-man crew putting up a fiber line out in front of the house. And apparently they all are at least fluent in Arabic. I have no idea what company they work for.
We just got out and did some stuff over the weekend, saw a new movie.
What'd you guys see?
We saw How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I heard it was really good.
It was fantastic.
All the Who's down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot.
That's Dawn's favorite Christmas story.
Really good. I encourage you to check it out. Yeah, it was funny. It was done really well, and we liked it.
Does it got popcorn? Does it hold its place with the Jim Carrey Grinch?
It's almost like an animated version of the Jim Carrey. Yeah.
See, I'm old school. I like the old one.
I like the original cartoon.
I have a VHS of that. No way to play it anymore, but I have one.
Kenan Williams from Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. He's got a character in there. It is fantastic. The whole thing's good. It pays good homage to the original.
Mm-hmm.
No more Boris Karloff, but it does pay homage to the original and to the Jim Carrey version at the same time, but yet stands alone on its own.
That's really
neat. I like
it.
That Boris Karloff narration of that one was unbelievably good.
And of course, the 7-year-old is looking forward this week. Another movie comes out. Wreck-It Ralph breaks the internet.
I am so excited about that movie.
Yeah, it's gonna
be good. I think I'm looking forward to that more than Dawn. I'm like, when are we going to the movies? Like, I'm super excited about that movie.
No, Tom?
Tom, you want to go with us? We talked about that. You are welcome to come along.
See,
I will take you to the movies with the 7-year-old anytime
I can't
you
go
want.
I can't go unless I borrow a 7-year-old.
I have one available. She loves you. It'll be fine.
I have to borrow a 7-year-old to go see some of the movies I want to see.
But everything about that movie from when the first preview for it came out, I was so excited. Like, it just looks so good. And when you look at the technology age that we're living in, it just, I mean,
it's perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah, really.
It's coming up on 9:15. We're going to take a break. We do have a studio guest this morning, Kat Andrews from Corporate College. We've not ignored you over there.
Oh, I didn't think so at all.
Good. Well, she sits there so quietly.
She does.
We've got a couple of things to talk about this morning. More music and such on the way. Music from Billy Joel coming up on The Mix and the other side of the break on 90.7 WKGC. 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. This is The Mix with Billy Joel there, and you are my home. It is 8/9/18. Get my numbers all transposed. Kat Andrews from Corporate College here at Gulf Coast State College in the studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how's Corporate College doing? Are they back doing?
We are. We are back doing. We're trying to help all the businesses and the people who are out there just trying to do something in between of their business starting back up or getting back to work. Of, hey, here's a great time for some classes that we're doing. And so we have all, we rescheduled all of our Excel series classes that we had the month before because of Hurricane Michael. So we do have one coming up. Our basic is going to be December 4th. It's December 4th and 6th. So we're trying to get the word out there to everybody to let them know, hey, we're working with you with this. And there's some classes that we're just moving the people to the next term. We're trying to work with people. We had a class, the SHRM. It's mm-hmm. a Society of Human Resources Management. And I have to give a shout out to SHRM Holmes. I called them and let them know, look, we have students that are devastated. And they worked with us, and after hearing our story, and are letting everybody, this is a high dollar class, let everybody go to the next term without any other fees or anything. And they're working with us so people can still do this, sure. get this certification, because it's an important class. It's a national, it's a globally recognized class, a SHRM class. So we see the compassion from everybody else. But we appreciate everybody in the communities working with us, and just, and we've received calls. Hey, until we get up, is there some training? And so if there's other businesses out there who are looking to, this is a good time as they're starting to rebuild to get some of their employees lined up back in some classes. That's what we're here to do.
Very good. So what about damage on campus to any of the corporate college facilities? Are you guys displaced?
We're not displaced, but we have other people who've joined us.
Okay.
So
well, we're all getting along a little differently
we
now.
We are. And that's the great thing is that we all know we're in this together. So everybody takes an extra cup of patience as they're grabbing the coffee. And so we're sharing a lot of with the health scientists who took a really huge hit.
Yeah, they did.
So there's some files that we've learned we can't get to because it's all wrapped up in paper and or plastic, I should say. We still don't have flooring in some places, but ours is nothing, again, compared to like other people. So again, we've taken that huge conference room and divided it all up into different classrooms to make it work. Because we want people, you know, this is a way, as Dr. Holdneck had said, of keeping us going and giving some people some sort of normalcy, which we all hate that word, but it does give some people a routine of getting back into the classes again.
Well, that's just really important. I mean, that whole, and it's positive thoughts for the future, too. It's knowing that there's still something you're working for, knowing that there's still a future out there.
Exactly. And that's what that whole thing, you know, when you're trying to have people focus on something, not 2 years down the line, but even a couple months or so, because we've still got all of our classes after the holidays that are going to be starting back up in January. You know, we've got some classes that are even how to deal with it and getting stuff done. That's one of our classes we're going to be offering the end of January as well.
What's it called?
Getting Stuff Done. It's a time management class.
Oh, that we need now probably more than anything.
A little bit of help in that wouldn't be bad.
Well, and that's one of the things that people are realizing, that once you learn some different tricks, because everybody in this area has gotten a whole lot more added to them of how to sure. put this into your time schedule now, besides doing your regular job of doing all the recovery and meeting with contractors or everybody to just try to get things done. And so these tools here, I know it's a little bit later in January, but
looking at the small steps, the immediate things right in front of you and how you can tackle that and then move on. That way you don't get overwhelmed by everything.
And that's the biggest thing. I know it's an old adage of saying, how do you eat an elephant? And it's just one bite at a time. And that's, I always heard the thing too, of just do what's at your elbow. Whatever's here, the closest thing that is your top priority to do that. And gosh, we all need those things.
I've always tried to avoid eating elephants.
High in cholesterol, I heard.
Elephant ears are pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Elephants at the fair, yes. Mm-hmm.
Which I took a trip, I think last weekend, and I went by the fairgrounds. The fairgrounds got hit pretty hard as well.
Did they?
So I don't know what the status is. I don't, you know, there's nothing really happening there at the moment. But, it's interesting. We drive around the area and you find things that you didn't know were damaged before, and
yeah.
I'm able to see things I've never seen before because of the lack of trees and fences. So it's continually it's interesting, very interesting.
Well, I will tell you one other thing. I've received some emails back from all the students, and they are so grateful to the college here that we've been advocating for the students.
That, I've noticed that too in the classroom. I mean, we've had, at least in our program, we've had a lot of the students that have returned, and they too kind of feel like it's their safe space now. Like this is the place they can come to, and it's safe and comfortable. And, you know, the library's worked really hard to stay open for students. And so I know that your students are in that same boat.
We're a welcoming place here.
We are.
Gulf Coast State College.
We are.
Let's take a quick break. We've got weather coming up in just a few moments, but first a little classic from Eric Clapton and Wonderful Tonight. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. Annie Lennox there walking on broken glass. I don't recommend you do that.
No?
That's my advice for the day.
Well, if you have good enough shoes, it should be okay, I would think.
Doesn't like some of these guru people do that, though?
I think they do.
So walking on glass, fire, coals. Ouch.
I'll pass.
Why?
I don't know.
What's the point? I mean,
mind over your body, I guess.
I'm sorry. Coming from an engineering discipline, what would be the point of it? Why would you risk injuring yourself for no apparent gain?
The point. I get it. That's funny, Tom. You weren't going for that.
Yeah, he was. No. Scott was over there thinking about eating a Tide Pod at the time. So.
Oh, please.
That's funny. I can't imagine people having killed themselves doing that. I don't think that stuff's edible.
No, but I'm sure that they have.
Okay.
Kat Andrews in the studio with us this morning from Corporate College, and so things are starting to move along there.
Yeah, absolutely, it is. We had a project management class that was also scheduled, but we've changed that also because our instructors as well. They're just going through some challenges. Sure. Everybody is. So we're trying to accommodate everybody. If you want a class, hey, we're doing everything
you should look into what they do, because I was part of one of those classes, and it's a lot. It was not only very interesting. It was a lot of fun, too. I mean, we had a good time.
The project management?
No. Solar class. Solar harvesting class.
And we do have a lot of that's on our other side. Laura Herter's over that. Mm-hmm. And our Encore classes, too. Yes. Amazingly got those up.
They are, if there's a subject you want, they're well done, they're well supplied, they're well done, well put together, and they're just a bunch of fun. They really are.
And
very informative.
Before the hurricane, I was talking with you, and we talked about the prepper classes that they were doing, of how great this would be now. And we were sitting here talking about, this would be great to have one of those hurricane prep classes later. And of course, then we get hit by the hurricane, and that's exactly what I said.
Well, I think you and I will revisit that very topic. Exactly. Because there are a lot of things it would be great to go over for a prepper class, because you know, you could, something like this happens, you could be on your own for a bit. You need to know how to take care of yourself, what's safe, what's not safe, all of that.
Well, I think we learned what we didn't know.
I think we did. I think you're exactly right that there, if this happens, should this, when we hope it doesn't ever happen here again, we are going to be a whole bunch better prepared the next time.
We're all going to leave.
We did.
No kidding.
We're all going to head out. But I mean, we know about food. We know about, you know, water and how to get that.
And the fact that even now we're still struggling with connectivity.
Sure.
And how centered our lives are around connectivity. It's difficult to exist in nowadays without some form of internet access.
I think it's worth mentioning again that, you know, in the wake of this storm, we had internet down, we had TV down, and you had just a little radio left. Mm-hmm. So we do have some value.
Yeah, I don't think radio, at least in this area, is going to go away right away, because without radio, there would have been no way of getting messages out.
Now, this radio station was so key. I mean, not just because I'm here. My in-laws, everybody else had said it too, once we told them, you need to tune into this station. And you were literally the lifeline for everybody. You
know, and while I'm thinking about it, we were just off air talking about debris removal. They will not remove, at this point, mixed piles of debris. You've got to make sure you keep your stuff separated out there. Yard debris does not go with the rest of it. And they're going to want what they call white goods, which are dead appliances separated from construction debris. So you got to have construction debris, yard debris, which is fallen trees and whatever else, And then appliances. They all have to be separate. Eventually, I suspect they'll come by and with a crew and separate it for you. But you're going to end up with a couch on top of a pile of dead pine trees for a long time unless you do that separation.
Yeah. And it is, again, it's good to see some of that debris removal happening.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't ever happen fast enough, but it's happening.
They are. And if you look at these places where they're storing these trees and grinding that stuff up, they are
massive.
Massive. I think Saturday, if I remember what Mayor Bernicke said, that either Friday or Saturday, they were going to, I think it was Friday, he said, we're going to reach 1 million cubic yards of debris removed out of the city limits proper of
Panama
City.
What did he say, something like 24 years worth already?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Already.
Well, as he mentioned, you know, that the canopy, as it was known in mm-hmm. the cove, is gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that's a lot of trees. And I mentioned earlier, you're seeing stuff you've never seen before because it was covered by trees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm actually, thanks to my daughter, collecting birdhouses right now. She saw a bird trying to nest on my porch, and she went, oh, these birds have no place to live. So she put the word out on Facebook, and I'm collecting. I've got over a dozen birdhouses that have been sent to her at my house. So I'm going to bring them in here. I think we'll...
I can't fit in a birdhouse.
You can't?
Thanks.
No. Well, we could put one of your teenagers in there. They don't care.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to make them available here as they come in. I'm going to make them available here at the ATC so that if you feel sorry for your birds and have a place left to hang a birdhouse, which is, as Greg Bernicke said, how are you going to hang those birdhouses? We don't have any trees. I said, I'll hang it on my fence. He said, your fence is blown down.
It's true.
But we will find places to hang them up, give the birds a place, because we're going to lose a lot of our critters if we don't think about that, because the canopy is gone.
True. Now, do you think when the debris gets picked up, we're so used to seeing these piles that we're going to go through kind of another wave of shell shock, mm-hmm. because then it's just going to be the emptiness. Mm-hmm. So then mm-hmm. you're going to be able to see how much is really gone. Right now, we've got all these piles of debris that are everywhere, and that's all we focus on. But once that's cleared up, then suddenly it's going to be kind of this blank
space. I was out and about Saturday morning, which was fairly clear and fairly bright, and early Saturday morning, I was just looking around going, this place really does look ratty. I mean, I'm talking about Lynn Haven, because there are just a few straggly-looking trees which may or may not survive.
I just wonder if we're going to have kind of another round of mm-hmm. shell shock that mm-hmm. comes around once all of it's clear, and then you're just looking at what you're left with. It's mm-hmm. it's the new landscape for the community at that point.
We're going to end up looking like either Southern Florida or Southern California, where the only thing we have are cabbage palms, because, hey,
you can't blow those babies down.
You cannot blow those babies down, and so we're all going to go out and buy cabbage palms to put on our property as trees, because that's what works.
Yep.
In our new normal, that may be all that works.
9:43 is the time. We'll take a quick break. We've got music here from James Taylor and more from Cat and Corporate College coming up here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. 90.7 WKGC, a local public radio station, and REM there and Losing My Religion. It is about 8 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on this Monday morning.
In this devastation, if you didn't lose your religion, you probably won't.
No.
I think we got more
people getting religion.
Really? Maybe a couple Wednesday afternoons, like 6 Wednesday afternoons ago, I suspect a lot of people were finding religion.
I think so. I don't know about anyone else's, but my church has seen a little bit of an uptick in attendance.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I think a hurricane did something for some folks in their religion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least searching for something. I don't know.
Well, we have, who do we have? Oh,
we have another guest coming up.
Oh, we have another guest coming up.
We're pouring over into the 10 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Folks are stuck with me for a little while longer.
Oh, dear. This is not my contract.
Making him work today.
This is not in my contract, Erica, that I have to be stuck with him for more than an hour.
Jana Leach from the Panama City Beach Tourism Development
TDC.
Council.
Just say TDC.
TDC works better. Coming in, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on now.
Okay.
That's pretty vague, isn't it?
That is extremely vague. I want to remind everybody that the County County Commission meeting tomorrow.
That's right.
Do not miss it, because there's going to be lots going on. Those guys have a lot on their plate right now, and so I suspect there'll be some interesting developments coming out of that.
Yes, Hey, speaking of interesting developments, Kat, you mentioned this. We've got a new senator here in the state of Florida.
That's right.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
And we have a new governor coming up.
Yes, we do. I guess it's all done. All done but the shouting.
I don't know why Florida can't get it right the first time. I mean,
we
like the drama.
You would have think that after doing this twice before, we would at least learn how to do something extremely difficult like add. Good night.
We're jest.
You know, maybe we could send your 7-year-old and Erica's 7-year-old down to Broward and they won't be 7 anymore. Well, they'd have to be 9.
I'm still going to bet that they can do it.
I'm still going to bet that they can come up with a basic formula of 1 plus 1 equals 2, which apparently is lost in some places. It's not difficult. It's just counting.
Well, but now it's also about matching signatures.
And hanging my Chad.
Yes.
Okay. And emailing.
I don't like Chad, so that's why we hung him.
NPR had a good story last week about signatures. And if you think about it, how much has your signature changed over the years? Yours hasn't?
Nope.
Oh, mine has.
Oh, nope. Mine changes every time I sign something.
Yeah. I just, and you know who else? My 95-year-old mother has exactly the same signature I used to try to copy when I was trying to get off school.
What they're saying, though, that these kids that get pre-registered to vote at like 16, you know, they have a certain signature, and that's that becomes the official signature. And now, you know, 15, 20, 30 years later, it doesn't quite match up. They put a heart over their eye, and it's not quite the same anymore.
Okay.
Mine is barely legible. It's always been barely legible.
Mine is totally illegible, and it looks kind of like weird horizontal lines, and it's always been that way since, like, third grade.
So
it wasn't because I wanted a fancy signature. It's because I have no skills at all with cursive writing. I can't really even write
my
own name.
One of the ideas of the story was with this new, you know, millennials, are we losing the art of the signature?
Or probably
because how much of it do we do on paper anymore?
Do they still teach cursive writing in school at all?
In some places.
In some places. Our kids are learning it. I know Dawn comes home and she tries to sign in cursive. So I know at her school. But I know that for a while it was out of the school system. But I think it kind of ebbs and flows. It's like phonics. I'm on the generation where they didn't teach phonics, but now they're back to teaching phonics.
This is why she can't read.
That's why I can't spell. Oh, I can read.
Something like that.
That's why I have spell check.
That is
true. Well, the other thing is none of us can spell anymore because our machines do it for us.
That's
so we just sort of randomly
type
and tell it to fix it, and it seems to come out okay.
Exactly. Times they are changing. Kat, thank you for coming in and keep us up to date on what's happening with Corporate College.
I will. And like I said, our next Excel class is going to be really quick. It's coming up December 4th and 6th. It's a Tuesday and a Thursday. That's it. Just two classes and you've got your Excel basic. Cool. That's a book and the thumb drive.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Perfect. It's 9:57. We're coming up on 10 o'clock. Music from Dire Straits coming up. But first, here's some music from Cyndi Lauper.